Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, this is Donna Clark, and this is Fueled by Intention. And isn't that a really long entrance song? I mean, I've got to stop that. It's like a minute and a half. Okay, so, oh my goodness. All right, so they only give you a little snippet of it. And today's episode starts season three. This is episode one. And today we're talking about how to love your life each and every day. And the first thing I want to say to you is, yes, it can happen. I mean, things are going wrong sometimes. Something's going to go wrong every single day. You might as well just accept it. The only way to go ahead and get along with yourself is to accept that you're going to make mistakes every day, and the way that you handle yourself is maybe the only way you can control them. Okay? So the first thing is, yes, you can love your life every day. First of all, in order to see how you would love your life, I want you to get out a piece of paper. This is your homework. And I want you to write down the perfect day. I mean, from the time you open your eyes, I want you to write down exactly what you want to see, how you want your coffee to be, or whatever your morning ritual is. I want you to write down everything that you want to go right in the entire day. Your drive, your commute, getting the kids ready, your work day, what are you having for lunch? It's your best day ever, so you're going to say exactly what you want to have. Okay, that's lobster and prime rib. Hello. but I want you to write down exactly how you would have your fairy tale day. Just go wild, okay? Everything that you ever wanted to happen, just be there. Let it happen, okay? And how you feel when you put your head down on the pillow at night also. Okay, so that is your homework. Now let me tell you a few things. There are a few things that are unrealistic that you are going to be putting on that list, okay? But I want to tell you that just writing that list is going to make you feel so fantastic. And it's going to be a way to compare what your everyday life is like to what you really would love it to be if it was, you know, if you were Cinderella, okay? Or, you know, Hercules. And after you have written that out, I want you to go and kind of look at what your day really is. Okay, the first thing that I would notice is maybe you get up and, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I'm going to wear today. What in the world? I can't find those shoes. What? Where's that tie? Oh my gosh, it was here yesterday. I swear it was. I know it was. We don't have anything for lunch. I have to pack my lunch today. I have a lunch meeting where everybody's brown bagging it. I have nothing prepared. Oh my gosh. I guess I'm just going to have to leave a few minutes early and go and pick something up for lunch. That's going to make me, I'm going to be late. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm ready. I've thrown myself together. I'm in the car. Oh, what? They're working on this road today? Are you kidding me? I did not see that in the news this morning. They have these traffic alert people. They're supposed to tell you what to miss. And doggone it, if they didn't say one word about this accident. No, they didn't. Okay. Well, you're sounding pretty frustrated right now. Okay, so you rush into the convenience store. Oh, God. Okay. What am I supposed to get? What am I supposed to get? Okay, well, apple is good. Okay, well, this one's rotten. Oh, all the apples you have here are rotten. Excuse me. You know, you're going to get more tomorrow? That doesn't help me today, does it? Okay, well, I guess I'll get this two-day-old yogurt then. Okay. I'm rushing. Oh, my goodness, there's a school bus in front of me. What? I know I have to stop for the school bus. Oh, my gosh. I can just hear my boss now screeching into the parking lot at work. What do you mean there's no parking? What? Where did all these cars come from today? Oh, my gosh. Oh, I forgot there's a special thing going on, and I was supposed to park back there, and now I've got to hoof it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm coming. Walk into the meeting, and, well, you're late. What's the deal? Do you feel like you just got privileges or something, and you can just walk in whenever you want to? Oh, this day is just starting off fantastic, isn't it? Well, you're late to the meeting. You're late to work. Don't add anything good to eat for lunch. You're wearing something you just threw together. You have no idea. It's probably plaid and stripes and pink and chartreuse. Who knows? But guess what? You're there. Okay, stop. Hold it for a minute. Does this sound familiar? If you are a person that doesn't like to prepare ahead of time, this is what you got in the morning. So one thing I can tell you right now on your journey to start loving your life is to look at that beautiful day that you planned out and just notice that none of those things that we just now talked about, like being late and two-day-old yogurt and can't find the shoes or the tie, none of those things are on your list. And I wonder why. Because those things don't help you love your life, do they? So what you've got to do, God bless you, first of all. Oh, my gosh, haven't we all been there? You've got to get yourself prepared. You have got to prepare for your day the night before. You have got to wake yourself up second, third, or fourth snooze button. You've got to wake yourself up right away. When that alarm goes off, put your alarm somewhere else across the room and it should be the most obnoxious thing, or very loud at least. I mean, mine's not really obnoxious. It's just very loud, and I don't want to wake up anybody else because then I have to deal with their stuff. So if you only want to take care of yourself and that's all you have to do, you know, go ahead and get to that alarm as soon as possible and never go back onto that bed. Do not get back in that bed. And just go straight to that wonderful outfit that you picked out last night, and you've got the shoes right there, and you're going to go take your shower, and you've got all of the shampoos and everything, and the soap is in there. You know exactly where everything is. All of your stuff is there, and you get dressed, no problems. You've go and you remember that you had a lunch meeting and you had to brown bag it today. So you went ahead and made that last night, took it out of the refrigerator, walked to your car, which you filled up already the night before or at the beginning of the week, and you still have plenty of gas because you know how to manage your gasoline consumption. Go out into that car and put in your favorite put on your favorite MP3 or your blog, or how about this blog? You could be listening to this one, okay? Fueled by Intention. I would love that if you'd listen to that. Or your audiobook. And, oh my gosh, my time's almost gone. And listen to that on your way to work and enjoy getting there on time. You've left early enough that if there's a bus or two or if there's little traffic, doesn't bother you because you've got plenty of time. You've got enough time to walk in there, get a cup of coffee, get yourself ready, some tea with honey, walk into the meeting, smile, you've got your paper with you, your pencil. You are ready and you are happy and you are loving your life. For more on this or any troubles that you have in your morning, listen to our second episode next week, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Send me an email at donna.clark123@gmail.com. I will answer any of your questions, and I will help you on your way to loving your life, and make sure that you're fueled by intention. See you next Sunday at 6:30. Thank you. Bye.